Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I love sunflower seeds. I'm actually holding a bag right now. You hear that shit? Not only am I holding a bag, I've got like five fucking bags in my living room, and four are open. So I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I think what's going on is I can't find a fucking bag, so I open a new bag, and I've done that four fucking times in like the last 2 weeks. So now I've got four fucking open bags. I mean, I'm gonna eat these bags. The use-by date's almost up, though. You ever get scared by those fucking dates? I'm a fucking maniac. So I worry about the use-by date. I worry if something can happen based on the fucking date that is on these fucking products. Milk, I'm probably the most scared about fucking milk. Like, because they got a sell-by date. The sell-by date is not a use-by date. Like, you just got to sell it by that date, but how long is it good afterwards? You can look it up online, but they'll give you all kinds of different fucking numbers for shit. So you smell it, you know, stick your tongue in it just a little bit. Is it okay? Take a swig? Like, am I going to get sick? I'm pretty sure I've fucking drank mold before, and I don't want to fucking do anything like that again. Can I tell that story real quick? I'm going to. So if you're disgusted by the concept of maybe drinking fucking mold, maybe you should tune out for about 30 fucking seconds. I don't wash a fucking cup after every individual use. I'll take a drink, I'll rinse that motherfucker out, I'll set it like on the counter, and then I'll forget about it for a little while. I don't know if I sometimes forget to rinse them out, because there's been times where like I go to pour myself another glass, I'm like, man, this looks like shit. Did you fucking rinse this, you dumb asshole? And like, maybe I didn't rinse it. So like, if you don't rinse shit, like if you got juice in it, if you don't rinse shit, and it stays it for a couple days, like mold and shit's gonna fucking form. You've seen that. I mean, everybody's fucking done this. So generally what happens is I always take a peek in these goddamn cups just to make sure I'm not like poisoning myself. But one time I forgot to do that. It was like a work day or something, like when I started my new job, like back in October, and I poured like orange juice in this fucking cup. And it's normal, like it's orange juice, like I don't see anything. I'm just taking swigs of fucking orange juice. And like at the end, I saw it as I'm just like swinging the last of it down, like, oh my God, what the fuck is that? Like, I swear to God, I drank like a fucking good piece of fucking mold there. And I think I was like sick for a fucking week. I had like the shits. So like, I think like if I'm gonna drink like milk, I'm gonna, this past the day, it's gonna be like drinking mold and I'm gonna shit my pants and puke for 2 weeks. I didn't throw up, I just didn't feel good. That was a long journey from I love sunflower seeds to hey, I drank fucking mold, but we successfully made that trek. But I fucking love seeds. I always offer people seeds, but nobody ever takes me up on the offer for seeds. The judge never wants my fucking seeds. I had a softball game today. I offered some seeds to the fucking ump. I usually don't talk to the fucking ump, but I was catching. So I gotta stand next to this motherfucker. So I'm like, you want some seeds, bruh? And he's like, no, I'm good. I just had some crackers. What the fuck? Just fucking say no. I don't need to hear your fucking eating habit. What, did you have some fucking saltines? You had some saltines before the fucking game, so you can't have any sunflower seeds? What are you talking about, asshole? Just fucking say no. I just had some crackers. He said it all fucking weird, too, like it was like a sophisticated dish. No, I'm good. I'm good. I just had some crackers, and then I stopped fucking listening, but he kept talking. That motherfucker talked my ear off back there. He was kind of a dick. I don't like that guy. The judge is always on my ass about, like, why I eat, like, fucking sunflower seeds. Like, he thinks it's weird. Like, he doesn't understand how I do it. Like, eating seeds isn't very complicated. You put the fucking seeds in your mouth, you suck on them because they're flavored, and then you crack the shell with your teeth, you eat the seed that's in the fucking shell, you spit the shell out. It's not fucking trigonometry. But to the judge, it's like a fucking Rubik's Cube. He can't figure out how fucking sunflower seeds work. Part of the reason I love seeds is, one, because I just fucking love seeds. I've been eating sunflower seeds as long as I can fucking remember. Hey, man, you play baseball, eat a lot of fucking sunflower seeds. I used to eat them at my old insurance job, like all day when I was on the phones. Because if you're talking all day when you're on the goddamn phones, your fucking throat's gonna hurt. Like, it doesn't matter. If you have a fucking 8-hour shift and you talk all fucking day, especially with me and my fucking, the bass in this fucking voice, like, you're gonna feel it by the end of the fucking day. So like, you're either sucking on lozenges all day or you're fucking eating sunflower seeds. If I just have like sunflower seeds in my mouth all day, you're sucking on them, it creates some fucking saliva and it soothes my throat. But another reason I think I like seeds is I think it calms my fucking ass down. I heard somewhere, I don't know how fucking true this is, that like chewing gum like calms you down because you're like chewing. I don't know if like fucking gnashing your teeth together is supposed to like calm, like release some fucking endorphin. I don't know. I didn't get too deep into the article, but I read it. I was like, chewing gum like releases, like, what the fuck? You ever do that? You get like an article, you start reading a little bit and you're confused by it. Your interest isn't piqued enough to read the whole fucking thing. You just read a little bit of it and you're fucking baffled. But that little bit like sticks with you. So I'm wondering if maybe that's what happens with my fucking seeds. Like, I'm just fucking constantly eating this shit all day. Like, it just calms my fucking ass down. Like, if we're at a meeting at work over fucking Zoom or whatever we connect with. But like, if we have to have our cameras on, I need seeds in my mouth. Like, I eat seeds throughout the day anyway, but like, if those goddamn cameras are on, if we're at a meeting and we gotta turn our cameras on, I have seeds in my mouth from the second that fucking meeting starts until the second those cameras go off. I have to have them in my mouth. I will fucking panic if I do not have seeds in my mouth. And I don't really know why that is. It's like a fucking security blanket, I guess. Like, it gives me something to do. It gives my mind something to focus on, so I can just focus on eating seeds. I'm still listening. Like, it's not like my focus is only on the fucking seeds that are in my mouth, but I can participate and not lose my shit. Like, if I didn't have fucking seeds in my mouth, I'd be like, what am I supposed to do? I look at myself, I see myself in the corner of the fucking screen, and it's like the fucking Brady Bunch or fucking Hollywood Squares or any other fucking data reference I can think of where there's a bunch of fucking boxes with faces on the screen. And I just look at my box. Like, what am I doing? What are you doing? You're sitting there? What are you going to do with your hands? Should you lean up? Should you lean forward? How's your hair look? Is your hair messed up? I'm looking off to the side. I'm not looking. Are they going to think I'm looking? Are they going to think I'm paying attention? Like, all this shit goes through my fucking head. But if I have seeds in my mouth, I'm eating seeds, and that's what I'm doing. Like, I look, what's Chris Johnson doing? He's eating seeds. He's fine. He's fine. He's not doing anything weird. He's just eating seeds and spitting into a cup. I need to be as calm as possible. And if sunflower seeds make me as calm as possible, I'm going to fucking eat sunflower seeds. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays since the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any fucking podcasting site that you fucking want. Podbean is the host of the cast. You want every episode? Go to Podbean, website app, whatever the fuck. I'm on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hate You. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline under Chris motherfucking Johnson and Instagram, all that shit. Find me there. Maybe 5 minutes.